Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word. In this, the most final of worlds, today marks the 24th of April of the year 2020. Happy death-iversary today to Wallis Simpson, who was so hot she made her husband abdicate the throne, also by being a Nazi. Happy death-iversary today to Daniel Defoe, the author of Robinson Crusoe, a.k.a. A Manual for Our Times. And today in history, in 1916, on this day, there was an Easter rising of Irish Republicans against British occupation, which is not to be mocked. So raise a slice of toast to the brave rebels and cook the traditional dumplings and spaghetti bolognese from a can in honour of their struggle. Celebrations today include Arbor Day, so celebrate that in the traditional manner by putting on a full suit of arbor with a blocked nose. Today's guest is celebrity conspiracist and man without a fixed address or identity documents, Tom Ballard. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, a pleasure to be joining you, Alice, via Zoom, which, of course, as we all know, is the most secure platform for everyone's data. Yes, sirree, Bob.
Is that why you're wearing a full body horse outfit?
Yes. Yes. I need to be horsified. I don't know. Don't ask any more questions, okay? It's none of your business, see?
Well, coming up today, we'll be getting a conspiracy update from the horse's mouth, if by horse you mean Tom Ballard, yes. Which I do. Yep. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, police have arrested 45 singles in isolation who were forming an illegal nighttime touch club. Singles from the suburb of Winston in rural York were meeting at night to touch each other illegally, but with consent, but still gross. And commentators are now saying that the continued selling of pandemic board games and computer games are in bad tastes, but retailers argue that they are providing either a much-needed distraction or fundamental training, whichever excuse goes down better. You playing any games, Tom Ballard?
No, I've always blamed the pandemic board games for the pandemic violence that we see out there. Violent, pandemic-based entertainment has always resulted in pandemic in the real world, and I simply won't have any part of it.
I think it's very irresponsible for television programs and movies and pornography to be showing these like levels of people touching. I think they should. It's encouraging bad behavior, and we know that that kind of media leads directly to touching, especially in our vulnerable youth.
Yeah, sex sells. And when you make pandemics and touching sexy, then people will continue to sexually touch each other. And we know that's what spreads this disease, which is secretly caused by 5G.
And I know, I get it. It sort of kills the mood to show the full process of taking safety precautions with a lover, you know, whether it's putting on a condom or spending 2 weeks in isolated quarantine before you continue post-foreplay. But I do think responsible outlets should be sort of making that mandatory for whether it's movies again or pornography.
Well, I've always said that people don't spend enough time in foreplay, Alice, so why not spend 2 weeks, you know, really getting to know your partner without touching them in any way before committing any kind of sex acts?
Yeah, as recommended by Sting. And with online sales reaching record highs, what does the future of courier services look like? Elon Musk is offering to replace all workers with Tesla drones, and is this the villainous plot twist we've all been waiting for? Meanwhile, Australia is saying that all international travel may be closed until the end of the year, except possibly to Tasmania and New Zealand. Is this the opportunity to finally hijack New Zealand into Australia? You know, our Federation documents still include a place for New Zealand to sign on as a state, and I'd love to adopt Jacinda Ardern. Does it have the resources that Australia has been looking for? Alternatively, could Tasmania secede to New Zealand? We should stay tuned for that.
Or maybe we could make Tasmania part of Australia.
At long last, build that land bridge we've all been looking for.
Why not?
And that's all we have time for the headlines that we don't have time for, because of course, now it's time for your ads. And your ad section now, because if you like making love at midnight in the dunes off the Cape, you've succumbed to big sand marketing. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Sunsets. How else would you know the day is over? And from the influencers who brought you Crystal Deodorant, the one that doesn't work and is just a wet rock, there is a new lifestyle product for lovers and dreamers and everyone in between who believes in pseudoscience. The Nutribomb. 1,000% of your daily vitamins, minerals, calories and fibre in a completely non-absorbable format. Shit yourself immediately with the Nutribomb. Immediately. The Nutribomb. Available online but illegal in every country. If you've ever wanted to go skiing but don't have the courage, try half a glass of water. It's like skiing, but the water isn't solid. Half a glass of water, brought to you by the Holiday Foundation of Switzerland.
Well, that ad really sounded like it was phoning it in there towards the end there. Where do you get those voiceover people, Alice? That's bizarre.
Well, so, you know, voiceover people are in high demand nowadays. I can't necessarily afford the best.
Sure. Sure, you're really scraping the barrel. Just getting the worst, are you? Just getting the absolutely worst, bottom of the barrel, just the most terrible people you could possibly find to voice those ads. That's interesting.
Well, you know, I have to very carefully source all the ones that sound exactly like me.
Now, those guys, they're in high demand.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, brought to you by Tom Ballard, conspiracy theory news. What's happening in the world of conspiracy theories, Tom?
All right, you call them conspiracy theories, Alice. I call them shut up, Alice, which doesn't really make sense, but you get the idea. Obviously, big news this week. I was very pleased to hear the World Health Organization officially confirm that coronavirus is caused by 5G. No doubt, they will also soon publicly confirm that 5G is responsible for my recent weight gain, every bad gig I've ever had, all of my breakups, and up to 60% of my back hair. Okay? This is a real issue. This is a real threat. I'm not crazy, and I expect Vodafone to cover all of my men's grooming and waxing costs. People said I was crazy when I started blaming 5G for every single problem in my life, Alice. Well, look who's crazy now, huh? Me. I've been diagnosed with dementia, and I'm convinced that the cause of that dementia will inevitably be exposed to be baseball lobster penis. I mean, 5G. Now, as for some other conspiracy theories, Alice, or as they should be called, cool truth science facts. There's a lot of chatter on the forums at the moment about what really happened on 9/11. And by that, of course, I mean November 9th, 2001. People are asking all sorts of questions. What really happened on that day? What are the facts? Seriously, I can't remember. Why can't I remember that date? Why, because it was 18 years ago and I was in grade 6 and nothing really special happened? Or because people at the top don't want us asking the questions, man. Can you remember what happened on that day, Alice?
I absolutely cannot. You're right there, Tom.
Yeah. It all starts adding up. I checked the calendar. It was a Friday. What else do we know about that date? It's kind of near my birthday. Is that important or no? I might have been doing a job on that day in my house. Oh, so it was an inside job? Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. So some pretty interesting questions being asked there, Alice.
Jet fuel can't melt steel dreams, Tom.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Alice. You're weird. Other cool truth science facts doing the rounds at the moment that I haven't looked into but definitely believe. Some people are saying that all the Marvel movies are shit. Now, again, this is just a theory, but I've seen some pretty compelling evidence to support it, namely Ant-Man and the Wasp. This is some top-level secret shit, man. There are some very powerful people who do not want this to get out. They don't want you to know that the Emperor isn't wearing any clothes.
I don't want to contradict you here, Tom Ballard. I don't want to contradict you, but what is there not to love about the story of a charismatic Ubermensch who takes all your problems away?
That's a good point. And to be fair, in this post-COVID world, I have seen quite a bit of Thanos logic doing the rounds. But I still contend that they're quite shit and that we should ignore them. The craziest conspiracy theory I've heard lately, Alice, and this will make you laugh. This is just crazy. There's a wacko theory going around the traps, right, that the world depicted and referenced in this podcast, The Last Post, is completely made up, an invention of your brain and the brains of your guests, every single fact and story pulled completely out of our asses, and it's all just a cynical ploy to try and fleece the poor listeners out of their time and money. And
that's all we have time for the top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor.
Hang on, hey, what happened there? Are we all right?
Your letters to the editor now. And what? Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Everything's fine, Tom, don't worry.
Okay.
Dear Alice. Oh, they haven't even done a dear. Just straight out. No greeting. As a listener from episode 1, I am constantly disappointed that the ads section has yet to have one single advert for an ancient wood-shaping tool, just half a glass of water stuff. Mind you, half a glass of water is the optimum amount to wet the sharpening stone for your ads. Yours sincerely, Lester. So no greeting, but a sign-off. Interesting.
Very confident from Lester there, yes.
I see what he's done there is that he's taken the word ads, which is spelled A-D-S, and substituted in his mind the word ads, which is A-D-Z-E, which represents a ancient wood-shaping tool, which is a sort of a stone-headed situation. I think we may have mentioned them in during Picked Week, actually. So suck it, Lester. Go suck it.
Do you think anyone who's listened to this podcast has ever had sex, Alice? Like even gotten close, third base, anything?
I guarantee you there are people who listen to a daily episode of The Last Post while having sex.
Really?
And if there aren't, that's there should all be. Make it part of your relationship today. If you need any advice, just look up a Dancy Lagarde plotline. They're hot. Woof. That's all we have time for your letters to the editor. Again, remember you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode of this podcast every day, and we have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. If you have not done so before, please listen back to those. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Tom Ballard. Tom, have you got anything to plug?
Nah! Whee! I mean, obviously, question everything. Don't get 5G in your area. It will give you corona cancer, which is a new type of cancer they're working on. You can listen to my podcast, I guess, like I'm a 6-year-old, if you so wish. I forgot about that. Yeah, listen to that, please.
That's
all I do. How did I forget that? That's the only thing I have on.
It's your full-time job right now. The Last Post is a something else. Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. My special Savage is available on Amazon Prime, so if you have that, listen to / watch / stream that. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.